As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. This mutual love is grounded in the fact that both Jesus and his disciples keep the commandments and abide in the love of the superior party. The disciples abide in the love of Jesus, and Jesus abides in the love of his heavenly Father, who is glorified when he carries out his commands. The Father, too, is in a sense a superior party, because just a few verses earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus states, "If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I." The Father is not greater in being, for both the Father and the Son are equally God, but is first in the sense of order and procession. The Son proceeds from the Father, and the Father sent the Son to reveal him. If we as his followers, his disciples, have been invited to remain in this love, we remain in the love of the superior party. That is the love of God. In Christianity, this love of God is new. It is this agape love, that of laying down one's life in total self-gift for the other. This is the word for love that the New Testament writers prefer, and this is the love God calls us to, no matter who we are. However, in trying to recognize God and make of ourselves a total self-gift, we do sometimes, maybe even frequently, miss the mark. We see how Cornelius greeted Peter in the Acts of the Apostles in our first reading. Cornelius fell at Peter's feet and did him homage. This came after Peter described that vision that he had, that all meats be declared clean, and that one should not call profane what God has made holy. And Cornelius was so impressed that he wanted to give homage, formal public allegiance to Peter, making Peter his personal Lord. So we see, when it comes to the beauty that we encounter in things that point to God or are related to the divine, it's easy to be tempted to bow down to them, to the creature, to the creation, rather than bowing down to God, the Creator, who called it into being. Peter rightly responded, "Get up. I myself am also a human being. In other words, I'm only the messenger. I'm not God. I'm called into being by God just like you. Don't mistake me for something superior. Don't be tempted to mistake the sign or the messenger for the one who sent the messenger or for what the sign points to." We don't want to fall into the temptation to do homage to some creation of God when it is God to whom we really deep down desire to give homage, to give praise and adoration, submitting ourselves to his lordship over our lives and living in his full and superior love. When it comes to loving things or people in our lives, this can often be misunderstood. And nowhere do we see a more unique and beautiful form of love, and simultaneously have such a misunderstanding of it at times, than that specific love between husband and wife. Blessed Pope Paul VI's encyclical letter, Humanae Vitae, on the transmission of human life, focuses on this very specific type of love, this conjugal love. And this encyclical has been in the news again recently, because July 25th coming up is the 50th anniversary of its release. And of course, when we read in that encyclical, far from denigrating that love found between man and woman, it seeks to elevate our understanding of it. Our understanding of it so that conjugal love can truly express this unique language of love that is total self-gift to the other and fulfill its role as a sign that points to that total self-gift of God. In it, Blessed Paul VI exhorts us to avoid the temptation to do homage to the sign, placing the sign or the physical love between husband and wife in a superior place to our love of God. We are made up of body and soul, And we are truly ourselves when our bodies and souls are in harmony. Anything that would impede or disrupt that harmony, stop between body and soul, we would have to say with St. Peter, get up. Don't bow down to the sign. Don't bow down to the passion. Rather, bow down and worship the one who loves you with a love superior to that of even conjugal love. And realize that conjugal love points to the sign of God's total self-gift to us. Remain in my love, Jesus says. That love he offers is a love of humble submission to the superior love. In other words, in all aspects of your life, submit yourself to the love found in me and the joy you find in losing your life in my divine life. This is where the gospel meets our daily lives. When no matter our vocation, we're tempted to bow down to the creature rather than the creator, bow down to the creation rather than to God, Jesus' love helps us understand the meaning of the type of love that Christians are called to. And this love we first see in that humble obedience of the Son to the Father. We see beautiful things all around us. And we're blessed with the ability to recognize beauty and goodness, even in our passions and emotions. In these signs and beautiful things, we search for God for confirmation and for understanding of how best to serve him. St. Augustine, who famously led a hedonistic life before finding Christianity, offers this reflection in his search for God through the beauty of creation. Augustine writes, I asked the earth, and it answered, I am not he. And all things that are in the earth made the same confession. I asked the sea and the deeps and the creeping things, and they answered, we are not your God. Seek higher. I asked the winds that blow, and the whole air with all that is in it answered, Anaximenes was wrong. I am not God. I asked the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and they answered, neither are we God, whom you seek. And I said to all the things that throng about the gateways of the senses, tell me of my God, since you are not he. Tell me something of him. And they cried out in a great voice, he made us. My question was my gazing upon them, and their answer was their beauty. As we gaze upon the beauty that is all around us and reflect upon how God so marvelously made us for communion with himself, let us not stop short at the sign that points to God's love. Rather, let us recognize that all these beautiful things that one enjoys, if they are found good and pleasing, how much more so then if we enjoy them in the way that God intended them to be enjoyed. In them, let us seek him all the more. In everything that we love, let us elevate the love we have for God and abide in his superior love. For we, men and women, as the pinnacle of God's creation, also cry out with all of creation, he made us.